This audio presentation covers the exercises in Lessons 10 and 11. In particular, the suffixes and bases in the assignments starting on page 72. Please turn to that page in your textbook. The first suffix toward the top of page 72 is "ine," I-N-E, a plus zero suffix used to concoct some excellent adjectives and insults based on animals, not just the ones Ayres mentions, canine, feline, bovine, asinine, and aquiline, but also ovine, meaning like sheep, and porcine, meaning like pigs. Divine. The next suffix, ate, A-T-E, which has a variant, ite, I-T-E, is the adjective counterpart of another suffix you've learned, the one that creates verbs and means to. We'll learn yet another ate-ite suffix in Lesson 15, a noun-forming suffix meaning the office of. The way to distinguish these is to look at how the word which has this suffix is functioning. If the word is a verb or has a verbal sense, use the verb-forming suffix's definition, to. Likewise for adjectives or nouns. In practice, the noun suffix is relatively rare and usually stands out because the word refers to a legislature or something political. The real choice is between the adjective sense, being, and the verb sense, to, neither of which affect the word's meaning very much, so even if you make the wrong choice, and you'll never lose points for doing that here, it won't throw off your etymology. The last suffix in this lesson is a very, very important one. Ant, A-N-T, or ent, E-N-T, or E-N-T, I-E-N-T. It's the Latin equivalent of the English ending ing, I-N-G, which is how you should memorize it. Put a big star, a no, two, next to this suffix. You're going to see it a lot. The bases in this lesson are pretty straightforward, so I'll leave it to you to memorize them. All I want to do here is add one more base, plac, P-L-A-C, meaning please. This base is seen in English words like placate, placid, and placebo. What's a placebo? It's a pill your doctor gives you with no medicine in it. He's just giving you a pill to please you, so you'll think you're getting medicine. Literally, in Latin, placebo is a whole verb, meaning I will please, implied you. To end this presentation, let's turn to Lesson 11 and look at the suffixes on page 79. Put a star by able, A-B-L-E, with its variant ible, I-B-L-E. You'll see it a lot. Note that it can mean able to or able to be. The latter, able to be, is more common. Memorize that as the primary meaning. Also note the paragraph at the bottom of the page where Mr. Ayres says, if this suffix is followed by an additional element, it becomes abil, A-B-I-L, or ibil, I-B-I-L. The next suffix, ile, I-L-E, means the same thing. It's really just a variant of ibil without its B. And the last suffix, acious, A-C-I-O-U-S, is another plus one suffix, meaning tending to. The bases in this lesson include some very important ones, such as fab, F-A-B, which has a number of variants, fa, F-A, fat, F-A-T, fess, F-E-S-S, and fam, F-A-M. So, what is an infant etymologically? A baby which is as yet not in speak fa ing nt. It's not talking yet. But it will. Watch out. To the next base, fall, F-A-L-L, or false, F-A-L-S, and its French variants, add the meaning be mistaken. A fallacy, for instance, is a mistake, usually in logic or argumentation. Mode, M-O-D, another base on this list, means measure. But often that's measure in the sense of good measure or well measured. It's often applied to things that are fit or suitable. They measure up well with their surroundings. From that sense, we get words like modesty and moderation. To tang, T-A-N-G, which has variants ting, T-I-N-G, and tact, T-A-C-T, add two more variants, tig, T-I-G, and tag, T-A-G, that is, no ends. Those forms are seen in English derivatives like contiguous and contagion, a disease that's passed by touching. And finally, let's add one more base to this lesson. Culp, C-U-L-P, meaning blame. People who are culpable are able to be blamed. They're culprits and should say mea culpa. That's it for this audio presentation about the assignments in Lessons 10 and 11. Be sure to memorize all the suffixes and bases in these lessons. Happy etymologizing!